Kayla, the bailout's back.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The $700 billion bailout package is now worth more than $800 billion. The Senate passed a bigger version of the financial rescue plan by a wide margin last night. Additions include raising that cap on federal deposit insurance and backing the SEC on easing rules that force companies to devalue assets on their balance sheets. Also tacked on a $150.5 billion package of tax cuts, both personal and corporate. Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale joins us now. John, are you hearing a more positive tone about the package this morning?
Yeah, well, several of the Republicans who voted no last Monday now say that they do like the improvements that the Senate has made, or at least they call them improvements, including boosting the FDIC insurance for bank deposits. You know, that's going to help small businesses that have more than $100,000 in the bank. So the hope is that Republicans who were reluctant to support this government intervention on Monday will hear the lobbying from banks and the financial industry and switch their votes.
Well, maybe some House members will go for this a little more, but no doubt a lot of people listening right now are not happy. This bailout is better poised than ever to get through now.
Absolutely. And the senators, even after last night's vote, said, we feel the American people's pain. But they said that inaction is not an option.
All right, John. So what's the timeline as far as a House vote goes?
Probably tomorrow morning it will come to the House floor. The leaders want to spend today doing better headcount than they had last Monday and work during the day to make sure when they bring it to the floor that it will pass.
Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Shares in Europe are higher this morning. Markets in Asia closed mostly lower today. The Dow was down 19 points yesterday, 0.1% to 10,831. Last month, the Securities and Exchange Commission banned the short selling of stocks for hundreds of financial firms. Short sellers have been blamed for much of the trouble in the markets, the downfall of Lehman Brothers, for instance. The ban was set to expire tonight, but the SEC just extended it. The ban will now stay in place at least until after Congress enacts a bailout. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has more.
The SEC banned short selling to protect vulnerable companies at a critical time, says Georgetown finance professor James Angel.
In this very fragile environment, it may not take a lot to push an otherwise viable institution over the edge. And that's why the SEC acted.
But Angel says the ban is mostly symbolic, a move intended to shore up confidence in jittery markets. Mark Kaufelt, portfolio manager for Empiric Funds, says short sellers aren't the problem.
The reason the banks failed is they had inadequate capital.
Kaufelt says short selling can drive down prices, but it can also serve as a warning system that companies are in trouble and keep share prices honest. He says investors who buy stocks protected by the ban
are probably not getting the true prices for the stocks. They're probably overpaying.
The ban's extension means short sellers will have to sit out another round. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthealth.com. And by the American Public Transportation Association, helping America go green. You can calculate your carbon savings at publictransportation.org.
As Marketplace continues its coverage of the financial crisis, we are hitting the road. A couple of our reporters are driving across America to see how real this financial crisis is for people. This morning, we begin what we're calling Road to Ruin with Tess Viglin. She's the host of our weekend personal finance show, Marketplace Money. Hi, Tess. I know you started in San Francisco yesterday. Where are you now?
Well, let's do it this way, Renita. Take a listen to this, and then I'm going to ask you a quick question.
Okay.
So here's the question. is this the sound of a casino or Wall Street? You know, we've heard this comparison that Wall Street is a casino. And so we thought that coming to Reno might be a good way to ask that question.
So what are people saying about the bailout and the financial crisis as a whole?
Well, there is definitely a trend, Rita, of people not believing what they're being told by economists and politicians. I talked with several people here in Reno yesterday, including this couple, Steve and Diane, who were visiting from Columbia, South Carolina. And I started by asking Steve what he thought about my theory about casinos and investing.
Well, I don't compare it to gambling. I think that really you have to continue to support American companies, and not all are poorly managed companies.
That's what I was thinking. The bailout, of course, is helping the companies who made these mistakes to begin with. And, of course, we certainly want to see the individuals get some help. So we're really confused.
I have to say, that was a very common theme running through the comments that I heard from people, which was, I don't understand. What's the panic?
And, you know, to be fair, Steve and Diane and people like them are opening up on this because you're asking them.
True.
How much are people talking about this on their own? I mean, this, it seems like it's all we in the media are talking about.
Well, it certainly is. And we're very much immersed in it. And I did talk to folks about, you know, are you talking about this around the dinner table? Is it something that comes up in conversations with your friends? And they said, yeah, a little bit, but it's not this big worry. So it very well may be different as we head across the country, but at least here in Reno and in San Francisco, it's not top of mind.
All right. Tess Viglin hosts our weekend personal finance show, Marketplace Money. Tess, I guess we'll be checking in with you soon.
I'll look forward to it, Renita.
Tess heads to Salt Lake City next. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.